From San Diego to Los Angeles County, Southern California is bracing for Hillary's arrival. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said the city's emergency services are prepared to respond to storm-related emergencies.
We will be prepared, and as always, we will be in coordination with the city, county, state, and federal levels as we move forward.
Carol Parks is head of the Los Angeles Emergency Management Department. She said LA County will see winds up to 50 miles per hour and up to 4 inches of rain during the storm. She said flash flooding will be a danger.
There could be major roadway flooding, which could be a concern for our entire metro area, with a chance of elevated surf and some coastal flooding.
Officials said Southern California's homeless residents will be at the most risk, particularly those who occupy areas near riversides and waterways. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said his department will have teams reaching out to them and offering shelter.
Our department's personnel are also working with homeless outreach partners from the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority and Union Station to deploy personnel in the riverbeds to contact our unhoused population, our unhoused community, and connect them with interim housing resources.
This once-in-a-lifetime California tropical storm is part of a pattern of more frequent and deadly weather events. They include a deadly Hawaiian wildfire, an extensive deadly southwestern heat wave, and major wildfires scorching large parts of northern Canada. Alvaro Silva with the UN's World Meteorological Organization said human-caused climate change is the impetus for all these events.
This is in fact the new normal and don't come as a surprise. So the frequency and the intensity of many extremes, such as heat waves and heavy precipitation, have increased in recent decades with high confidence that human-induced climate change is the main driver of these changes.
Flash flood watches are in effect from tonight until early next week for Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.